Hello, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief update from January the 29th, 2026. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey Wright. Yesterday's action mixed for the indices we follow on the video here. Did see gold and crude lead the way to the upside. Gold up over 4% there, crude up over 1% as well, bringing broader commodity space along with those two. We saw emerging markets in positive territory, developed markets down about 1% there. Mixed action with U.S. equity indexes ranging from the Nasdaq 100 up about roughly 32 basis points to the Russell 2000 down around 50 basis points. Now, looking at the chart of gold first, marching right on higher in this column of X's here, moving above 5,300 on the chart. Even read this morning that we saw a peak above 5,500, so probably additional action coming today there. So, worth keeping in mind that we may see some further upside out of gold, further extension into that overbought territory. And as far as crude goes, we actually see it returning to a buy signal with yesterday's action, breaking a triple top there at 63, ending a series of three consecutive sell signals that began back in August of last year. Support now in there at 59, but additionally, really those mid-50s being that long-term level of demarcation for us. Now, as far as the U.S. dollar goes, you're seeing further downside there with the fifth consecutive sell signal here at the triple bottom break at 96. And then looking at U.S. equity indexes, CNDX giving a second consecutive buy signal matching its all-time chart high, moving above 26,000. And then the S&P 500 moving above 7,000, giving a third consecutive buy signal here and marking a new all-time chart high. Saw similar action out of the Russell 1000 in terms of matching what we saw out of the S&P's chart action, another breakout, new high. Now, looking at indicator action, while we're seeing breakouts to new highs, we actually see the bullish percent for the S&P 500 reversing lower. So that's suggesting that while we're seeing market move to new highs, those stocks that also are showing upside participation are beginning to wane. Not a massive decrease here, but still a decrease nonetheless. Seeing the reversal down into O's puts a lower top here on that chart. We had been able to, at least on quite a few occasions, move above that 70% mark here in recent years, ultimately stalling out here on this recent rally, reversing down here. We've been hovering around that 60% mark for a while now. Now, looking on to individual stocks, we do see Meta reporting this morning, strong outlook, pushing shares higher, currently trading at about 725 pre-market, showing the potential, or at least looking like it's going to complete a buy side, return to a buy signal with a break there at 680. Rally just below the top of the trading band here. Do see some resistance there at 752, as well as from its highs in August of last year at 792, but maintaining positive technical picture there. Microsoft moving lower this morning, currently trading at four around the mid 440 range, showing the potential of reversing down here, putting in a key lower top here, pardon me, lower top here at 480, when we had sort of initiated this very long form shakeout pattern almost in some essence. It doesn't really qualify per se, but long form here shakeout pattern was developing, now negating that in terms of reversing down here. Here, looking like it's going to reverse down here. Move below 432 would be a second consecutive sell signal, sort of bring us down, test some of this prior, or move us below some of that prior resistance there. And then we'd look down to around that $400 range for Microsoft. Still maintaining a 4 for 5, but worth really watching now that we're seeing that lower top put in place. Tesla shares moving just slightly higher, trading around 440. Not going to show much chart action here, but as many know, Tesla shares can move around pretty quickly, so worth keeping in mind as the day continues on after reporting earnings yesterday. Support there still at 424, along with 392. Move above 504 at this point is what it takes to see a consecutive buy signal for the 5 for 5. Moving on to upcoming earnings today, the notable highlight being Apple. AAPL has maintained a buy signal since April of last year, ringing off four additional, most recent coming in November there. We saw reversal up into X's earlier this week during Monday's trading, putting in support there at 244, additional at 228 with the bull support line there at 212. From here, move above 292 would mark a sixth consecutive buy signal for the stock, as well as a new all-time high, putting it at the top of the 10-week trading band there in overbought territory. But as we noted, still quite a few others reporting. Also see Caterpillar have everybody. Seen some news out of Comcast this morning, along with Honeywell, MasterCard, Visa, Altria, and Thermo Fisher being the other notables for today. But that'll wrap us up for this morning video. As always, feel free to give us a call with any questions at 804-320-8511. Hope everyone has a nice day.